Podcaster, the only broadcast source for cutting-edge information and advice on the MBA application process. I'm Heidi Pickman. So you want to get an MBA. Wouldn't it be great if you could get it in 1 year instead of two? You'd save time, probably some money, get back to work faster. Hold on a sec. A one-year MBA is not for everyone. Who's a good candidate for a one-year program? What do schools look for in a candidate that will make them successful? What's the difference between a one-year program and a two-year program? We talked to those responsible for admissions from some of the top one-year programs about what to expect from a one-year program during school and after graduation. We'll also hear from an alumnus of one of those programs. One word kept popping up when talking about one-year MBA programs, and that was focus. Jack Lewis is the associate dean for the one-year IBEAR MBA program at the University of Southern California's Marshall School of Business.
It's a very intense kind of program. It requires full-time focus. Particularly, you don't want to mess with your teammates on teamwork. You may have three or four teams going on at one time in a short period. So if people work on the side, it's a major problem.
Jennifer Stoltz is Senior Associate Director of Admissions for Northwestern University's Kellogg School of Management. She couldn't agree more.
They know what they want out of this experience. They know themselves, they know their strengths, they know their areas to develop, and they're coming here, and they know it's only four quarters. They get very involved and very engaged, get what they need, and then move on.
At the risk of sounding repetitive, focus. If you're going to go to business school, sooner or later you have to focus on the classes that are most important and where you want your career to go. In a two-year program, you have some time to do that. With only 1 year, you focus from day one.
That was Kate Kennedy. She graduated Kellogg in 2006 and now works for the consulting firm, the Cambridge Group. Okay, so why a one-year MBA? Some people, like Kennedy, can't afford the opportunity costs and time and money of attending school for 2 years.
I was really struggling at the time of whether or not I should pursue my MBA full-time or part-time. And the one-year program was sort of a great combination of the two. So I didn't have to take a full 2 years off of my job, but I was also able to focus on school while I was at school, rather than a part-time program where you tend to have to focus on work some of the time and have to focus on school at other times.
One option is to attend a program like Indiana University's Kelley School of Business. It's a two-year program, but the second year can be done online, enabling you to work while going to school. But for many people, a one-year intensive is the way to go. In the past, when someone mentioned a one-year MBA, more than likely, they were referring to an international program, such as INSEAD in France or Judge Business School in Cambridge, England. In fact, McKill.com, a website devoted to study abroad, compiled a ranking of the top 10 one-year MBA programs based on traditional rankings. Half of the programs were international. However, number one was Kellogg and number four was Cornell. In today's podcast, we'll concentrate on U.S. programs. You can learn about international schools by listening to our podcast, Going Global for Your MBA. One-year programs are not all alike. All three schools I talked to have different focuses and are appropriate for different people. Randall Sawyer is the Director of Admissions and Financial Aid at the Johnson School at Cornell University. He describes what students can expect academically during their time at Johnson.
The accelerated program here at the Johnson School is a very intensive summer course over the first 3 months, if you will, or the 3 months of the summer, May, June, July, and August. For 10 weeks, students take our core courses, and we complete a course in 10 days. You have class from 9 to 12 in the morning, 1 to 4 in the afternoon. You don't really get weekends off. You're tested on the weekends. And then in the evenings, you're working predominantly in team situations on the projects that have been assigned during the day. You do that from Memorial Day weekend through the first several days of August, and then you receive a two and a half week break, and you come back at the end of August, and you actually enter the second-year class group, and you go through the rest of the year, the fall semester and the spring semester, as if you were a normal second-year student.
Most programs work logistically similar to Cornell's. After an intensive summer, one-years join second-year students for electives. And what kind of candidate succeeds in Johnson's one-year program?
Well, I think that the person who's successful in a one-year program is one who's passionate about what they do already and don't want to change career fields. They may have identified some shortcomings in their portfolio that they have in the sense of they need more finance or they need marketing or something, and they want to round that out before they move to the next level within the very industry that they are in right now. We'd like to see 4, 5, 6 years work experience plus the master's, and we want someone who's going to add to the Johnson School community and culture. At the Johnson School, we talk a lot about team-based environment, and we often say if you're going to go to class and go home, then this probably isn't the right business school for you.
Cornell requires that you enter their one-year program with a quantitative background, that is, a master's in math or science, or else you'll be lost. They don't require a business degree. Kellogg, on the other hand, strongly recommends a business degree. Jennifer Stoltz is Kellogg's Senior Associate Director of Admissions.
It's designed for people that have had a business background educationally or academically. So they've met our course requirements, which means that they come in really prepared to move into electives. So their 4 quarters are mostly focused on all electives. So this kind of feels like you get the most of your experience. You get to focus on the things that are really important to you to move you further along in your career. So this program is designed really for people that have clear and consistent career goals. So those who are potentially returning to the same company but want to move into a higher role or really want to move further in a certain industry. It's not necessarily for people that want to move dramatically in their career, say from consulting to marketing or from investment banking to, you know, to brand management, something like that.
And there are several prerequisite courses.
There are 7 courses, so finance and marketing, operations, economics, organizational behavior, statistics, and accounting. People, in order to apply, need to have 5 of those 7 classes completed, and typically it's someone who has had an undergraduate business degree, not always, though, and then they would have to take that 6th class before they enroll, and the 7th class they could complete here over the summer. And so that really makes up those core business requirements. Once they come to Kellogg, there's 15 and a half courses that they need to take over the 4 quarters in order to graduate.
This is MBA Podcaster. Stay tuned to the rest of the program after a brief word from our sponsor.
Support for MBA Podcaster comes from Chung Kong Graduate School of Business, China's first and only independent business school. Founded in 2002, Chung Kong GSB features a world-class faculty who integrate their teaching experience from some of the best schools in the world with on-the-ground knowledge of how business is done in China. Based in Shanghai, China's economic capital, the Chung Kong MBA is 12 months long and is taught exclusively in English. The Chung Kong MBA is also one of the first in the world to require students to take classes in the humanities, thus encouraging them to think beyond profits and instead focus on their responsibilities as the world's future business leaders. For more information about the Chung Kong MBA, visit www.ckgsb.edu.cn/MBA.
Some schools require a certain amount of work experience. For example, MIT's one-year Sloan Fellowship program requires 10 years work experience. Even though the University of Southern California's Marshall School's iBear program is targeted at people who are mid-career, there isn't a required number of years spent working. Associate Dean Jack Lewis says his program is looking for quantitative and qualitative skills, but the emphasis goes way beyond.
You're emphasizing the soft side and the experience more than you're emphasizing the GMAT. Our people, half of them are 34 years of age and older, and they have pretty significant business responsibilities. So they often have been, well, they have been away from university for a long time. 75% of our people are foreign nationals, 25% U.S. nationals. So we're not able to have a really high average GMAT and that kind of thing that two-year MBA programs are emphasizing very strongly. because it is a very good indicator of for younger people. But we're looking for the quality of the organizations that they've been associated with in their lives. We're looking at the quality of their university. We're looking at the quality of the companies that they work for. We've looked at the progression of responsibility in their work life.
The iBear program focuses on international management, so there's an additional quality successful candidates will have.
Well, we're looking for people that have high potential to lead international organizations. Organizations or firms are units of firms that are doing cross-border business, are entering other countries, are dealing with international vendors, international customers, international alliances, people that have potential to communicate effectively cross-culturally and in a multinational environment.
And the iBear course offerings reflect that environment.
The concentration in the iBear program is international general management. And then people can kind of emphasize more the marketing side of that or the finance side of that. We have three options, we call them, where they can either take the course we offer inside the program or go outside to take an elective with the evening MBAs or the two-year MBAs. You know, ours is a really intense. You're doing 56 units. So you're doing 18, I think, three-unit courses and one two-unit course in 5, 8, or 9-week terms.
Once students have completed their summer intensive, in many programs they are treated like second years. Like in Kellogg's, again, Jennifer Stoltz.
It really is very much the same experience that any two-year student would have. In terms of having access to classes, to clubs, to conferences, to leadership opportunities, to partnering with administration. So it's the best of both worlds. It gets you back to the workforce faster and just gives you what you need academically.
At Cornell, Randall Sawyer says that the school makes an effort to include the 1 years.
We have the Kyuga Fund, which is a $14-plus million hedge fund. It's managed solely by Johnson School students. We select 21 Kyuga Fund managers every year. We save 2 or 3 spots for those students that are coming out of the accelerated program. I have a Johnson admissions group that helps me read files and interview prospective students. It's about 35 second-year students, and we leave 5 spaces for the accelerated program students. So they have a very active opportunity to get involved at whatever level they choose.
The difference between 1 year and 2 year programs is intensity and time. Kate Kennedy, our Kellogg alumnus, explains.
The benefit of a 2 year program is that if you don't do something in your first year, then in your second year, you can try that out. Whereas, you know, if you only have 1 year, you've got to focus on what's important and, you know, be a part of all those activities and focus on your job and all of those things because you don't get that second year to make up the stuff that you didn't get a chance to do.
And Jennifer Stoltz says that at Kellogg, some elective courses might not be available during the summer.
Our class, our 1 year class, is generally between 70 and 80 students. So this past year, 74 students enrolled. So certainly you're not going to have the same breadth of courses to choose from here in the Evanston campus. There's a lot of variety. And then there are some classes that we typically have found that 1 year students want to take over the summer. And then they also have access to all of the part-time classes downtown. So should a student want more breadth in their summer coursework, they have that opportunity to enroll in those courses.
And as far as networking, 1 years don't lose out. Jack Lewis of USC says his program puts in a lot of effort to make sure the alumni network is strong.
Most people think a program is what you do when you're there. We're responsible to keep in contact with our alumni. Our network is small. It's 1,300-plus alumni, but it's very powerful because we've kept everybody connected, and it's good for us. It's good for them. I mean, it would be hard to imagine a small MBA program having this impact, but the USC has had a USC-level, university-level global conference in Asia 4 times since 2000, and one-third of the participants. Now, this is the entire university. One-third of the paying participants have been graduates of this international MBA program. And that's because It's an opportunity for us to get together and network as friends and as business people. And currently in Asia, in Japan and Korea, in Shanghai and in Taipei, the presidents of the alumni clubs of the University of Southern California are all iBear graduates. So that database, that network, the reunions, the parties we have together, the email blasts, that's a critical thing, value added for our program that our participants can take part in their whole lives after they graduate.
And Jennifer Stoltz of Kellogg says in some ways her 1 years have an advantage.
The group of 70 to 81 year students really develop a close bond over the summer, and so they're absolutely networking with one another. They've got the summer to network with our alums, and they also have access to company events. So there are companies that come to campus to hold receptions or informational sessions really only for the OneWise because they are a sought-after group of students. They have sole access to these company representatives over the summer.
One thing to consider in one-year programs is that students miss out on a summer internship. For many, the summer job is viewed as crucial to landing a job after graduation. However, according to Randall Sawyer of Cornell, in many cases, the job search for one-year students is different than for two-year students.
For the AMBAers who have a master's degree, they may be a bit overqualified for some of the jobs that are posted here at the Johnson School. They may have a master's degree in finance, and they come and get an MBA. And so when they're applying for certain jobs, they may go into interviews and they'll say, well, look, you've got a master's in finance and an MBA. We're really just looking for the MBA or a little less work experience. And so they're actually getting a little better jobs, if you will, in the sense that they may be one level up from what the traditional two-year program is offering. In some cases, we do get AMBA students who come in, and all of a sudden they say, you know, I've been doing this high tech for several years. I want to go into investment banking. And we have successful students in that arena as well. And where they start, it depends on what their master's degree is. If they come in with a master's degree in accounting or finance, it's obviously a little different because they've got the year's experience or the lack of years' experience, depending upon their background. It's a little different about where they're going to be placed.
Many students are given a leave of absence by their current company and return there after completing the one-year program in a capacity with more responsibility. And Randall Sawyer says that some firms prefer students from the one-year program.
In consulting, for example, there's a company out of the West Coast called PRTM that has strong, strong ties to the Johnson School, and it's management consulting, particularly in the tech space. We find that a lot of AMBA students come in from the tech space. They want to be consultants, and it's a natural move right over to PRTM. Because of their tech experience and ability, we don't find PRTM coming to our school and picking up a lot of our second years because the AMBA students are a notch better, if you will, and better suited for those types of positions.
But for everyone, the job search requires discipline. Jack Lewis of USC.
You have to be very disciplined. You have to target. You have to identify your firms. You've got to do a mid-career job search rather than expect that job interviews for the unique kind of job that you want are going to be waiting for you in like an entry-level MBA jobs are for two-year MBAs.
And of course, the job search requires focus. Kay Kennedy should know it wasn't long ago that she looked for a job.
If you try to recruit with many different types of firms, you get so bogged down, you have too many interviews, and you have to create your story for each type of firm a little bit differently. So, for example, if you decide, I'm going to recruit for some consulting firms, and then I'm going to recruit for some investment banking firms, and then I'm going to try some sort of internal industry strategy group interviews, those are all going to require a different set of interview skills, and you're going to want to highlight different skills that you have based on work experience and classwork. And if you can't focus on one of those or maybe even two, it's going to be really hard to even just go to all those interviews and still manage to get to class and do everything else you want to do.
Support for MBA Podcaster comes from Chung Kong Graduate School of Business, China's first and only independent business school. Founded in 2002, Chung Kong GSB features a world-class faculty who integrate their teaching experience from some of the best schools in the world with on-the-ground knowledge of how business is done in China. Based in Shanghai, China's economic capital, the Chung Kong MBA is 12 months long and is taught exclusively in English. The Chung Kong MBA is also one of the first in the world to require students to take classes in the humanities, thus encouraging them to think beyond profits and instead focus on their responsibilities as the world's future business leaders. For more information about the Chung Kong MBA, visit www.ckgsb.edu.cn/MBA.
For more information, a transcript of the show, or to register for your weekly MBA podcast, visit mbapodcaster.com. This is MBA Podcaster. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned next time when we explore another topic of interest in your quest for an MBA.